This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. A group of business leaders is suing Governor Jared Polis over his decision allowing residents to gather signatures for ballot initiatives electronically. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Polis says the coronavirus pandemic has made it almost impossible to gather signatures in person for causes ranging from paid family leave to a tax increase on the wealthy. He signed an executive order on Saturday allowing signatures to be submitted by email.
I think what's most important, though, is we don't let our democracy be a casualty of this pandemic.
But a group led by the CEOs of Denver International Airport, the Denver Broncos, and several other businesses is suing Polis, saying his order goes too far. They say the state constitution requires signatures to be gathered in person, and Polis should not have the power to change that. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
COVID-19 restrictions are impacting wild horse holding facilities. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh has this report.
State stay-at-home orders and social distancing related to COVID-19 have closed Bureau of Land Management long-term Mustang holding facilities to the public. The Los Alamos Daily Post reports that horse care on the public off-range pastures continues, but wild horse advocates are concerned that lack of public scrutiny puts the animals at risk. The BLM manages most of the wild horses and burros on public lands in 10 western states, including 5 herds in Colorado. Over 48,000 Mustangs and burros are in off-range holding facilities, according to BLM statistics, as of April 2020. 4 facilities in Wyoming, Kansas, and Oklahoma are open to the public, but many more are not. The Daily Post reports that holding facility contractors remain responsible for the animals, and that BLM says the Mustangs' welfare remains a top priority. But advocates, such as the American Wild Horse Campaign, say that with the annual tours of the facilities and on-site visits canceled, contractors and the agency will not be accountable to anyone. According to the BLM, the public off-range pastures will reopen to visitors when lockdown, social distancing, and other COVID-19 orders in Wyoming, Kansas, and Oklahoma have been lifted. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
The experts tell us that testing and contact tracing are the keys to containing COVID-19 and reopening society safely. As KVNF's John King reports, both are well underway on the Western Slope.
There are two types of testing for COVID-19. One will tell you if you currently have the disease. The other, which is a blood test, shows if you've already had it. Mesa County Health Department epidemiologist Heidi Dragoo says the county is starting a big push on the latter.
We have set a very ambitious goal to ramp up our testing over the next 2.5 weeks. So we're doing a big community-wide testing push.
She says the antibody test will reveal what she calls the community burden.
We know that there's likely a lot more out there. And so by offering this blood test, it helps us get a better picture of what was actually happening with this illness in our community.
As the testing is accelerated, so is the contact tracing. Dragoo says it's a giant task, and her department has added 20 new people to get it done.
Who are all of those people you've been in touch with? You know, not just folks that you live with, but in some cases it could be who you work with, who you spend time with. You know, did you go to any gatherings? And a lot of that has been less since some of the stay-at-home and safer-at-home orders were in place. But then once we get that list of people, we follow up with each of them to find out, you know, are you currently sick? And if they are, to make sure that we're testing them, because our whole goal is to stop the spread of COVID.
So far, the county has contact traced 273 people. Of them, just one has tested positive. They've also contacted hundreds of people in Delta County. Kendra Wilson with the health department there says each of the 50-plus COVID cases has or will receive contact tracing.
5 to 10 cases per each of those individuals. So it's been a fair amount of phone calls that we've been making.
In Montrose County, spokesperson Katie Jorgensen says the health department is also ramping up testing and contact tracing is ongoing. And in the meantime, the county will hear this week about its request for a variance to Safer at Home so it can have more flexibility in allowing businesses to reopen.
I think the community's tired.
it's definitely not easy to tell people what to do continually. A lot of us live out here on the Western Slope because, you know, we enjoy freedom. We enjoy fresh air, and we would like to recreate, and we want to do all of these things. We're trying to be mindful that some of the regulations and restrictions that are coming down do appear to, you know, be more designed for an urban setting. And we just want to make sure that we are doing the best by our community members, which is, again, why we've applied for this variant.
And as businesses reopen and there is at least a small sense of normalcy, Wilson says we still need to be vigilant.
Everybody that goes outside should be wearing a mask to protect themselves and others. And then, obviously, the hand washing, and we still recommend doing the social distancing as much as possible. I don't think things are going to go back to the way they were pre-COVID days, but, you know, I think that there's adjustments, and I think it will be our new normal.
For KVNF News, John King, Grand Junction.
Natural gas prices were already low before the pandemic, but COVID-19 has brought prices even lower. One of the largest natural gas producers in the Intermountain West is filing for bankruptcy for the second time in 5 years. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
The average price of natural gas in April sat at the lowest level since March of 2016. With too much supply and too much debt, Ultra Petroleum in Wyoming had little choice but to enter restructuring. Sarah Foss is a legal analyst with DebtWire. She says they won't be the only ones, as many companies are looking at major changes.
I think that, you know, it used to be you'd hear that companies have hired restructuring advisors, and that was sort of something of note to report on, and now it seems like every oil and gas company is.
Ultra Petroleum is the largest taxpayer in Wyoming. One state expert says reduced natural gas production will have a major impact on the state budget. The U.S. Energy Information Administration expects a 5% decline in natural gas production in 2020 from the year before. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Cooper McKim.
As the federal government mulls over how to handle another stimulus package, local governments are calling for more support. Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
Taryn Zamuda is the chief economist for the National Association of Counties. She says the pandemic has strained county resources that pay for many hospitals and first responders.
It could mean very local government financial crises moving forward.
That's because counties typically get most of their money through tax revenue, which is down given the pandemic.
Counties do raise most of their budget funds, so raise about 70% on their own, but the other 30% is provided by the state or federal government.
Zamuda's organization estimates that county budgets will lose $144 billion through next fiscal year. Democrats and Republicans have argued in recent weeks over what should be included in the next stimulus package, with the GOP questioning when it should arrive, if at all. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.